Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Colossians chapter 3, verses 17 through 24a. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Colossians, the third chapter. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's summer, so I could probably get away with it. He's not here, unfortunately. But Rick would certainly complain about the text, wouldn't he? And the director of worship really wants to complain that it began at verse 17 instead of verse 16. But in honor of Dr. Serena, maybe we should take the historian's view of this text. Historians love when we get commands from people like this, because it always reveals what was not going on that everybody needed to be told to do instead. And maybe we should point out also in this text, it is what is not being believed as the rationale and the benefit for all of these doings that are not going on in the church. The first is to wives that they are to submit to husbands. And Paul says that this is fitting in the Lord. In other words, it is suitable, it is appropriate, it is determined in and by the Lord that wives should have this attitude and position to their husbands. It's not only something that is a human or a male construction, and yet you can tell that that maybe wasn't happening. In fact, it wasn't happening from the fall into sin. Likewise, husbands are to love their wives and to not be harsh with them. And that must have been going on as well. Of course it is. Of course it is that men often think harshness is the sign of their strength, that harshness and anger is a virtue, that it is even a sign of leadership and authority outside the home if somebody blows their top once in a while or makes sure to give negative feedback in the most negative way. But Paul says, no, that is not what makes for a husbandly attitude or for a proper use of authority to somebody who submits to you. To children, they are to obey their parents in everything. And Paul says, this pleases the Lord. God likes it. God wants parents to be in charge and to rear their children. He wants them even to issue commands to them that they would do. It is no sin, then, to please your parents. It is no sin, then, to please your teachers and other authorities also. This is, in fact, how God is pleased with us. To fathers, they are not to provoke or to exasperate their children, lest they become discouraged. And this word means to lose all of your oomph, to lose your drive, your zeal, your spirit, your action. And if you are discouraged, you are also demoralized. You are one who has no hope that anything can ever be done, that you will never amount to anything, that you could ever please your father, perhaps. And let us just observe that a child who, instead of being full of energy and spirit and zeal and hope, who is instead jaded, lethargic, what could be more sad than this? And then lastly, to bondservants, they are to obey in everything those who are their earthly masters, not by way of eye service, that is, only when they are being watched, as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart and fearing the Lord. We see from this that it is the tendency of slaves, which of course our catechism says we can apply to all of us as employees also. It is the tendency of slaves to treat masters as more than earthly masters only, as people who hold sway over everything, even who they are. That they have a tendency to serve differently when people are watching, or perhaps to give extra attention to demonstrating value when their name is attached to it. And that they are ultimately people pleasers for their own benefit rather than for any of those people. That they have a tendency to serve insincerely. Perhaps that could be the attitude that just punches the clock. But it can be also the attitude that is never really serving for the purpose for which their job is. And Paul says that they must fear the Lord, which shows that workers and slaves are terrified of everything but their God. Now, sure, if my wife submitted, I could love her. Now, sure, if my husband was loving instead of being so harsh, I could submit to him. Now, sure, if my parents weren't such exasperating jerks, maybe I would obey them. And if God had given me a boss who did his job, well. And our objection is that we don't have any of those. That we know what people are like, that we know even from the scriptures that people are wicked and sinful, and this is ridiculous advice, because it just won't work, because it will only backfire on us, because there's no reward to be found in it. And to this we must say, repent, because this attitude shows that you are really serving men. You really are serving those wicked, evil people that we live with, including ourselves, caring about their opinions, even their realities, far more than our Lord. And God, through His apostle, has given all of these vocations and their attitudes and their benefits to us. But, like Eve and many others after her, there is a different reasoning. The reasoning that, in fact, when you think about it wisely, God always needs me to second guess Him and intervene for Him because He's giving crazy advice again. He does not understand what people are like. He does not know what He is talking about. He's never been married to a spouse like mine, or been a child, or been a parent, or come in the form of a slave ever. And of course, the Lord needs none of that attitude. That is very displeasing to Him. What He reminds us of is that you are serving someone else. You are serving the Lord Christ. And that's why Paul says, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that is your vocation among these that were named, work heartily. Work from the heart, from the soul even. Our work reveals our faith. It reveals how much our faith is misplaced so often, and how we are not found waiting for the Lord, but waiting on the whims of men, which, you're right, is a very miserable existence. So the Lord says, serve me, serve my Son, whom I've sent for your salvation. Wait for the Lord, he says. When we wait on the Lord and when we consider him who is our master, who is our Savior, we see how he tempers all of these miserable things that happen in our life when we are rebellious, when we are discontent, when we have the aspirations to take over the authority above us, or when we use our dominance and authority and harshness for expedience, to use our power and might over others and lord it over them. To say that we are all serving the Lord Christ is to say that we are all under him who is both at the same time almighty and also deeply humble, even to the point of death in Christ Jesus. Now, for the sake of our Lord Christ, will things not be different? For the sake of serving him, our mediator, our deliverer, as we have sung of, who has brought us into his family through holy baptism, for him, I will wait. I will obey. I will be humble. I will love. I will hold my provocation. I will fear him. I will work heartily, even in those things that the world of people pleasers and self pleasers would never be willing to do. Because he is the Lord who has rescued us and saved us from all things and who promises to work good for us. Is that not our faith? Is that not what it means to fear him, who removes all fears by his blood? Therefore, dear friends and fellow workers, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, because you are his. And that means that you are free to serve him and to do it without fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.